Dottino, straight from Cleveland. Aaron Goldhammer from ESPN Cleveland, morning drive host on Cleveland ESPN Radio. Mr. Hammer, how are you?
Well, we're finally excited about a football something in Cleveland. We couldn't get excited for games, but this is exciting. You got two picks in the top five. You know, we had to come to the combine.
Well, and we get a ton of questions about what the Browns are going to do, so we're just going to kind of redirect those questions to you. So let's start with this. Any chance that the Browns decide not to select a quarterback with the first overall pick in this draft?
You know, John Dorsey was just on our show this morning, and he doesn't want to close the door on anything.
But of course.
I looked him in the eye, and I said, you're taking a quarterback with the first pick in the draft, aren't you? And I get that sense. I think the Browns will take a quarterback at one. Not only that, John, I think they're going to take Sam Darnold. I think we're realizing as we go through this combine process and then we start to move towards the pro days, and I think the consensus is going to become that Darnold is the best quarterback in this class, and I think that he will be a Cleveland Brown.
How much do you think Hugh Jackson will have to say in the selection? We know he stayed and the GM, previous GM, is gone.
Sure. So you lose some credibility in your building when you win one game in 2 years. That 1-31 record is an albatross that hangs around his neck. I tend to think this. I think the Browns are going to get a veteran quarterback in free agency, and they're going to draft a quarterback. They're going to do both. I think he will have some say in the veteran that the Browns acquire. And I think they'll acquire A.J. McCarron from Cincinnati, who Hugh obviously has a history with and worked with. He was the offensive coordinator there. I think the draft pick is John Dorsey's. I think that he came here with this job to have the ability to select a guy. Number one, I think they'll get input not only from Hugh, but they also hired a new offensive coordinator. Todd Haley comes from Pittsburgh to Cleveland, and I think he'll have input as well. But I think this decision about the number one pick and the quarterback really rests with John Dorsey. And if they were to disagree, I think Dorsey carries more weight with ownership at this point.
Okay. All right, let's jump to the fourth overall pick. Any chance that they either trade up or down from that fourth pick? Like, you guys have so many extra picks in the second and third rounds. If they really like Saquon Barkley, could you see them wanting to move up a couple spots to get him, or do you think they stay put at four?
No, I think Dorsey has talked about the depth of this draft, and I think he doesn't want to use extra picks as collateral to move up. That also told me when he mentioned that he sees other running backs in this class other than Saquon Barkley as maybe not as good, but in the conversation with. You know, I think they like Darius Geis, who's the running back from LSU. I think they like Sonny Michel, who's the running back from Georgia. There are a lot of names on that list that could become impact players. And while Leonard Fournette was an impact player for the Jaguars in 2017, so was Alvin Kamara for the Saints, who was not a first-round pick.
Right.
So I think you can acquire a good player at that position in the later rounds. I'd be surprised if Saquon Barkley ended up in Cleveland, actually.
Now, I'm not going to say this is going to happen because, quite frankly, I don't think so. But I want your gut feel. Would they take trade offers for that number one? How likely would it be that they could move out of it?
I think they would take offers, but, I mean, they would really have to blow the Browns' doors off for
them to trade.
They've
already done it twice before. You can't do it again.
So is Sam Darnold going to go somewhere and become a franchise quarterback, and Browns fans are going to have to watch that like they do with Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson? I don't think it's a really plausible scenario. But, you know, Dorsey is a GM, so he's not going to go up at that podium at the combine and say, we're not going to take calls. I mean, I'm sure they will take calls. The question is whether or not they really answer and listen. I think you'd really have to come up with something. Let me put it this way. I think a proven veteran winner would have to be coming back to Cleveland as a quarterback in order for them to trade the number one pick. If the Colts wanted to talk about Andrew Luck, that might be a conversation that could happen. If you're talking about future draft picks, I don't think that's happened.
See, the only reason I even bring it up is because they do have the four also, which teams in the number one spot never have a second pick within arm's length.
Sure, and it's a good point, but I think the Browns like to be in the pole position to pick the quarterback that they think is the best guy. They don't want to end up with the second-best quarterback or the third-best quarterback.
Well, they got Kaiser last year, who was not the number one rated quarterback.
And you know, I don't – fans in Cleveland sort of have this belief like, oh, we'll just take the leftover quarterback at four. No. Identify the best guy and pick him at number one, and I think that's what the Browns are going to do.
Final question. You talked to Dorsey today. What's your feel for what their pick at four would be? Do they like Chubb? Do they like Fitzpatrick? How do they analyze the other guys at the top of this draft, or maybe even a Quentin Nelson?
I think that offensive line is out. despite the fact that Joe Thomas might retire in the next week. That's something to keep an eye on. I think that defense could really be an option. I think they like Minka Fitzpatrick. I think they like his versatility. I think they want to give Greg Williams another toy to play with, along with Myles Garrett. But I would keep an eye on Bradley Chubb also because, you know, you, as the Giants have learned over the years, you can't have too many good pass rushers. And when you have a bunch of really good ones, it tends to really help you win.
Sure.
And if you have Garrett and Emmanuel Ogba who are proven already with Cleveland, and you add Bradley Chubb to that mix, you're building a little impressive stable of guys to get after the quarterback. All of a sudden, Ben Roethlisberger might not be having so much fun playing the Browns if you put that stable of guys up against him.
Hammer, appreciate the time.
Love you guys.
And thanks, man. And hopefully next year, the most exciting part of your football season won't be the combine.
Right, that's what,
we're talking to us.
That's what we're leaning towards. We're moving in that direction.